Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erevin, Daf Lamed Beis, and we are starting right at the top of the Halacha Ches, and the Vilna Sursa Daf is on Chav Tes Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas, Yaakov Maisha, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And this Mishnah is really a continuation of the previous, Zeu Sha'amru, Ha'ani Ma'ar Baraglov. This is what we had said in the previous Mishnah, where we have a traveler who says, Shvi Sasim Kaimi, my Shvi says where I am, or it's under that tree, somewhere else, and the main point is that he's not putting down bread, he's being Ma'ar Baraglov, which we had spoken about previously as well. This is just for an Ani, for a guy who's traveling, he doesn't have bread. So then he could do that. But in a regular situation, really he should be using bread. Now Rav Meir says, Ein lanu ela ani, this only applies to an ani, for example, a guy traveling or a guy who doesn't have food, so then he can be ma'ar baraglov, but if he has bread, it doesn't work without it. Whereas Rav Yudah Amir, he says, Echad ani v'echad asher, it could be both an ani and an asher, shalo or ma'ar v'pas, ela hakala ala asher, shalo yetzvi baraglov. The only reason why we said that you should do an eruv with bread is actually a kula for an asher, for a wealthy person. We had mentioned this previously as well, so that he doesn't have to physically go out on his own with his own feet and be ma'ariv over there, he can send somebody with bread and have them do it for him, and so it's a kula for him. But if a person wants to be ma'ariv baraglov, he's allowed to do so, even if he's an usher, no problem. And the Gemara quotes Mishnah, and then we clarify the machlokes. Rav Meir holds ikar eruv bekikar, that the main eruv has to be done with a loaf of bread. V'lama arum baraglov, so why is it Chacham said that a person could do it with his feet without bread? L'hakal al ani shein lekikar, that's be makel on a poor person or a guy who's traveling who maybe doesn't have bread and he's not able to place it down, so then he can be ma'ariv baraglov. And Rav Yudah Amar, he says, Iker Erev Baraglov, the main Erev is to actually be there with your own feet, V'lama Arum B'Kikar, so why is it they said you could do it with a loaf of bread, L'Haklal Asher Shalai Yitzhi Baraglov, to make on a rich person so that he doesn't have to physically go out on his own, he could send somebody with his Erev. Further clarification of this, Avagav Rav Yudah Amar, even though Rav Yudah says, Iker Erev Baraglov, the main Erev is with your feet, but there is one catch to that, Ubovan Shalai Yitzhi V'lai B'Sech Beisai, a guy can't be in his house, V'yomer, and say, Tiknali Shvisa Makam Pleini, I want to be kind of Shvisa in that place, Ela Yitzhi L'Chutz L'Tchom, he has to go out to the edge of the tchum, the yomer, and when he's there physically, he says, technically shviso makam hazeh, that should be kind of my shviso in this place, umamtin shamach hashecha, then he has to wait there till it gets dark, v'chazir bal yirai, then he goes back to his city. And the only hatter we had in the previous Mishnah for this guy who's going along the way, pointing out a place in the distance, saying, I want my shviso to be in that place, even though he's not there physically, is because, as we had explained yesterday, this is a kula for a guy who's traveling, who just doesn't have kayach to walk there, since there's a technical possibility that, let's say, if he would run, he would get there before Shabbos, he could be kind of shvisa out in the distance. But again, what we just clarified is that a regular guy in his house who wants to be kind of shvisa outside the city to extend his chum in one particular direction, he can't just say, I want to be kind of shvisa over there. He has to be there physically at the start of Shabbos. I'm done again. We have a brass just like this. Ma'asim mishpachas beis mama or mishpachas beis gurion miroima. There's a story with these two families. Shayom machalkin gregas laniyim b'shnei b'tzayres. They used to give out dried figs to poor people in years of famine during time of hunger. And v'ahayu aniyei shichin yoytzinu ma'arvin braglayin. There's a name for this place called Shichin. They would go out and be ma'ariv with their feet. They would wait there until it gets dark. And ulamacha, the next day, meaning on Shabbos, hayu nechnasim v'oichlim sham, they would go in and eat there, meaning they would travel from their city, Shichin, to this other city where these two very generous families were, so they get food on Shabbos. And v'chol ma'shein oisin, al pircham hayu oisin, everything they did was al pirachamim, so we see that this is what has to be done. Then if a person wants to be ma'ariv baraglov, they have to physically be there at the start of Shabbos in order for it to work. And on to Alachatas with the Mishnah that we have quoted quite a few times before already in our discussions in the Gemara. Here's the source. Mishi yetzei leich l'irsham arvin ba. A guy went out towards the city in order to make an eruv. Remember, our example was that city A was 4,000 amos away from city B, and everyone from city A wanted to go to city B, and so they sent a shliach of theirs to go out and make an eruv for them so they could all travel on Shabbos to the next city. So he had went out to do that. V'chazir chaveiroi, and his friend turned them back. His friend said, I'll put the eruv down for you and everyone else. No worries. And of course, what happened? There is worries because his friend didn't put it down. What's the din? Humotu leilech. He's allowed to go to that other city, but everyone else is usher, the Rebbe Yudah, that's Rebbe Yudah's opinion, and as we'd explained previously, that's because since he had already started going out to put this Erev down, he already showed his intention that he wants to be kind of Shvisa in that place, so he's kind of Shvisa, because he was the one that actually left to go do that, but everyone else in his city, they didn't go physically, therefore they do not have this extended Erev, they're just like they were before, they just have 2,000 amos in every direction. However, Meir says, Kol Shiyachal Arev La'irev, Hareza Chamer Gamol, anyone who's able to make an Erev, and he didn't, so he's a Chamer Gamol, and we had explained this means that he's stuck. He doesn't have the Erev from his house because he had already picked his feet up to go towards a different place to be kind of Shvisa, but he doesn't have his Shvisa over there either because he never actually physically placed the bread down, and therefore he's a Chamer Gamol. He's a donkey driver, camel driver. A donkey lead from the back and a camel lead from the front, so you're stuck in both situations. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mishay Yitzel Leil Chayir. And now we learn something interesting. Pasar Lo Train Psarin. There's two different explanations of this Mishnah. The first one is something we have not learned before. It's the second one that we've been talking about the whole time. So here's the Chiddush that we haven't had yet. The beginning starts out the same, where the people of the city sent this guy to be their shliach to set down their eruv, and his friend bumps into him along the way, and Amar, his friend, told him, Ani ma'ariv alecha v'al b'nei karteich, I'm going to make an eruv for you and for the people of your city. And what happened? Here's where it's different. V'ir v'al b'nei karteich v'loy ir v'aloy. The guy put down the eruv with intention only for the people of the city, but not for the guy himself. So who? This guy himself, who was the original shliach, asur leilich ba'asur ruach, he's not going to go in that direction, meaning the eruv does not count for him, but umoter b'shar kol ruchas shebi'iroi, he is permitted to go in every other direction from his city, meaning basically he has old original eruv, 2,000 amos in all directions from his city, lam bezon bez on top, vehein, and the people of his city, mutarn ba'asur ruach, they're allowed to go in that direction because the eruv was put down for them, so they have this eruv extension, and vasun b'shar kol ruchas shebi'iron, they're also going to go in every other direction from the city, because again, this new eruv of theirs works, so they only had to go in that direction, not in any other. And pasul b'sar chayron, here we have another explanation, which is what we've been saying the whole time. Amar leis, where his friend told him, Ani ma'ariv alecha v'al b'nei karteich, I'm going to make an eruv for you and for the people of your city. And v'loy irei v'loy aloy v'loy al b'nei karteich. The guy didn't put the eruv down at all, not for him and not for the people of the city. So who moter leich bo'is ruach shekvar kanu le'raglav masmal? According to Rav Yehuda, as we've been explaining, he's allowed to go in that direction. That's his eruv because he already had a kinyan with his feet. He was already considered like he was kind of shvisa from the day before, meaning from erev Shabbos. And v'hein osurin bo'is ruach mutarn b'shar kol ruchas shebi'iroi. Everyone else from the city, they're not allowed to go in that direction because the eruv wasn't put down for them, but they still are permitted in all other directions of the city, meaning they just fall back on their original eruv. And on halacha yud, the last halacha in the parak, the Mishnah tells us, Mishi yetzei chos tchum, a guy walked out of the tchum, afilu ama achas, even one ama lo yikanes, he's not allowed to go back in. He's taking a walk on Shabbos, enjoying the nice scenery, he's not paying attention to where he's going, and all of a sudden he finds himself outside of the tchum, even just one ama. Tough luck, he's not allowed to go back in, because once you walk out of the tchum, you're stuck. However, Blazar says, shtaim yikanes, if you walk two amas out, so he could still go back in, shalish lo yikanes, three, he can't go back in. Why two is he allowed to go back in? Well, because as we know, even when a guy walks out of his tchum, he still gets dalet amas, and that means that his new dalet amas overlaps his old chum of 2,000 amas, as that means the new dalet amas that he has overlaps his old chum, so he's allowed to just walk back in, and it's no problem. And we're going to see in the Gemara why two is okay and three is not. Something similar, mishech shechutz l'tchum, afilu amachas loikones, somebody who is machshech outside the tchum, meaning he was traveling outside the city, not that he walked outside of the tchum on Shabbos, he was already outside the tchum, and he set up shop before Shabbos, and it turned out that he was right outside the tchum, even one ama, he's not allowed to go in. Rav Shimon says, even if he's 15 amas outside the tchum, yikanis is allowed to go in. Why is this? She'ena meshucha is matanis amidos. Because the land surveyors, the guys who measure out the tchum and put down the markers, they're not precise with their measurement. Because of mistakes. Now there's two different explanations of what that means. Because of mistakes, either means that they dafka put down the tchum marker some distance away from the real boundary because they know that many people don't know exactly where they are and aren't allowed to go, and they're not really paying attention to where the tchum markers are. So you're gonna have a big issue that a guy's taking a walk outside on Shabbos, not paying attention, he's going to step a tiny little bit outside the tchum, and now he's going to be stuck there for the rest of Shabbos. Therefore, they set the tchum markers in approximately 15 amos, so that even if a guy walks past the tchum marker, no problem, he could still go back in, because he really is still in the tchum. That's explanation number one, and according to this, the number 15 is lav dafka. They don't specifically count 15 amos away from the real tchum, and that's where they put their marker down. It just means that they're some distance away from the real tchum boundary. However, according to the second explanation, this is a real number. It's 15 amos. And the ones who are making the mistake is not the people who are walking outside the city. It's these land surveyors, the guys who are measuring the tchum, they make a mistake. Why is that? Well, because we're going to learn later in the Masechta that the tchum was measured by two people holding a 50 amah rope. That means a 2,000 amos is 40 rope lengths. Now, every time they measure a length, two achizos, two handholds are lost because each guy is holding on to his side. And an achiza is 4.5 finger lengths, which is basically a tefach and half a finger. So that means that each time, two tfachim and one etzba are lost. If you multiply that by the 40 rope length measurements that they're doing in order to get the 2,000 amas, each of those tfachim that are lost along the way adds up to a total of 15 amas. So once again, it's like we said, it's their mistake that they put down the tchum marker that says ad kan tchum Shabbos, actually 15 amas short of the real tchum, and therefore, says Rav Shimon, if you find yourself 15 amas outside the tchum, you're actually within the tchum, and you can walk into the city no problem. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mishay Tzuchos Tchum V'chulu, Rav Achas says B'Shem Rav Chinana, Rav Chizdai, Trayon Amrin, both of them say, Loimar Elishtayim. Rav Blazer in the Mishnah, when he said that if a guy walks outside the tchum two amas, he's still allowed to come back in, it's only two amas. Hashtayim V'chal Shehu, Lo Yikanes. We have to add in that word, Lo. Lavoi. But if he walked 2 amas and a bit outside, he's not allowed to come back in. Why is this? Due to Rabbi Elazar, because it's Rabbi Elazar's shita. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Shtaim yikanes, shalosh lo yikanes. So according to this, we're making a diuk from the first part of the statement that Rabbi Elazar said, 2 amas, you can come back in. The diuk is, 2 and a bit amas, you can't go back in. Now, why is this? This is Rabbi Elazar l'shitasai. We had in a previous mishnah that when a guy has only dalet amas, how do we measure them? So according to Rabbi Elazar, he's considered to be in the middle of those 2 amas, and therefore, according to Rabbi Acha, Mishnah Rav Chinina, and Rav Chizdai, it just makes sense in Shitas Rabbi Elazar that if he walks 2 amas outside the tchum, he's now given 4 amas, which means 2 amas in every direction, so he can just walk that 2 amas back, and now he's right at the edge of his old tchum, so he could walk back in. But if he walks 2 amas in a little bit past his tchum, so then he only has 2 amas in every direction, and that means he's not quite getting up to his old tchum, so he can't walk back in. However, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef told him, Amar in the Basra, why not say the Seifa, the end of this statement of the Mishnah, the Shalosh lo yikanes. If a guy walks 3 amas outside of his tchum, then he can't go back in. Mashma hashalosh pachas kol shehu yikanes. That if he walked 3 amas out minus a little bit, 2.9 amas, he is allowed to go back in. So there's no raya for the Mishnah what Rabbi Elazar really holds. Is it 2 and a bit that you can't go back in, or 3 you can't go back in, but 2 and a bit you could go back in? Now, we further clarify the Mishnah. Remember, we have 2 different cases we're talking about. One, where a guy started out from inside his tchum and accidentally walked past it. And the second case of Mishnah was where he started outside the tchum and now he finds himself on Shabbos that he's really right next to the tchum. Rabbi Elazar had commented in the Reisha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon had commented in the Sefer of the Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara tells us now. Havan Bayim Meir, where they wanted to say, Madamar Rabbi Elazar b'yotze, that which Rabbi Elazar said, if a guy walks 2 amas outside the tchum, he could still go back in. That's only yotze if he walked out of the tchum. Havan machshech loy. But if he was machshech 2 amas outside the tchum and he wakes up Shabbos morning and realizes, oh my gosh, I'm only 2 amas away from the tchum of the city, he's not allowed to go in. However, Ashech Tani was found taught in the Braisa that he yada, it's really the same exact thing. And Shitas Rabbi Elazar being yotzer, being machshech, is the same thing. And we have the same exact conversation in the Sefer of the Mishnah Olam Gimel Amud Aleph. Havan Bayim Meir, they also want to say, Madamar Rabbi Shimon, that which Rabbi Shimon said, that if a guy finds himself 15 amas outside the tchum, it's no problem because he's really still considered within the tchum. That's been machshech. Only when he started out Shabbos being outside the tchum, he was machshech outside the tchum. Only then he's allowed to walk in. Habi yotzei loy. But if he walked out of his tchum on Shabbos 15 amas, he's not allowed to go back in. Or Rashi Chetani was found taught in the Brayso. He yada. It's really the same exact thing, and there's no difference in Rav Shimon either by machshech or yotzei. Hadron Alach Perk Mishay Tzu. Mazar finishing the 4th parak of Maseches Erevin. Just as we were finish this parak together, we should be zecher to finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.